great to have you along here. Mondays and Fridays, Brother Johnny, today in studio.
Hey, Stevie.
Mike Ditka, golf course, Naples, Florida, Mike?
Yeah, I'm playing in the member guest, so it's what it is.
All right, so you're going to have to put the phone down and take hits here as we go, huh?
Yeah, you just go ahead and talk. We'll figure it out.
I know, watching the Accenture match play, it's no fun for me. I got Tiger out of this thing. Rory's out of this thing. What the heck, Mike? It's golf, I guess, huh?
Well, these guys can all beat anybody. They're terrific players. That's what's going on right now. So it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
You can't take anything for granted. These guys,
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, Rory got a double on one hole, which makes me dream that I could have beat him and got a bogey.
On that one hole, you could.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it.
I mean, it's just crazy. All right, so who's your partner, Mike?
Phil Stewart. Let me hit this sad shot. I've been
all right.
With you.
All right, get it at home. Get it close,
take your
coach.
Time, coach. Take your time. Mike, well, take you now.
Wait, now, he's got a good sand shot.
No,
Steve.
He does.
I'll tell you what.
But, you know, I'm just wondering why he's in the sand.
Well, you know, bad bounce, hit a sprinkler, you never know.
Yeah. Where else would you hear Coach Mike Ditkin, a member guest, live on the radio, hitting a sand shot? How'd it go? How you make it?
I got it on the green.
All right. Sand shot for Coach Mike Ditka. All right. We're going to talk about a few items as we go here. Coach, you just tell me when you're ready to make your putt. Is this for par?
Go ahead.
All right. First item on the agenda, week from today, sequester time in the United States Congress and White House.
President Obama talked to Republican Senator Mitch McConnell and House Speaker John Boehner yesterday, even as spokesman Jay Carney renewed the administration's appeal to the GOP.
Please compromise. Please be reasonable.
But California Republican Congressman Buck McKeon tells Fox News it doesn't look good.
I hope that we can do something to avert it, but it looks to me like it's going to be forced on us.
And even the president's pessimistic, telling Al Sharpton's radio show he'll keep pushing, but he doubts that a deal is possible before next Friday. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
All right, Mike, so we have time to go golfing in Florida with Butch Harmon and Tiger, but we can't figure out this silly sequester, meaning these automatic cuts will hit, and they're thinking 800,000 people will lose their jobs.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think a lot of it's scare tactics, I'll be honest with you. This country's going to keep going. You don't want it to happen. Nobody wants it to happen. But you know, you can't just say, okay, the only way to cure everything is keep taxing the people that make the money. That doesn't make much sense. You know, if you're going to lead, lead. The man doesn't lead.
Well, I think his goal is to make the Republicans look bad. There's no problem that he's necessarily interested in addressing until he gets control of Congress again. That's what it looks like to me. Everything that happens is the Republicans' fault. Everything that's going on, it's got to be solved by the Republicans. I can't do anything, and he's not doing anything. And here's the main thing, Mike. It's obviously his way or the highway. And then he's telling the Republicans to compromise.
Wow, that's right. Jay Carney comes on and says the same thing. And really, I mean, it's fine. If you want to play hardball, play hardball. But listen, this is a pretty good country. And I mean, and we got to understand that what's best for the country is not always best for one of the parties.
Yeah, but it's also...
Until we figure that out, we're going to have a hard time. And unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's unfortunate, but this is going to be interesting.
Well, and I think the Republicans will hold the line a little more this time around. And I think they'll get a lot of negative PR over it. But I also think the Republicans are going to hold Congress for the near term. Next time they'll hold on. I don't think the Democratic agenda is going to be possible to carry a majority in Congress. It's just not appealing enough to the representative democracy that's Congress. Congress is representative. It's areas of the state of Illinois. Half of the congressional districts in Illinois, which is a 100% blue state, half of the congressional districts are going to go Republican, period.
Right. Where
and
they,
you
right.
cannot change that with the agenda that the Democrats are promoting. You can get 100% in some congressional districts. That's good for one congressman.
Yeah.
That doesn't swing the state like it does for the Senate. So, I'll tell you, I think it's going to be a gridlock, and we might have some sort of partial sequester.
Well, if you have a sequester and you cut, I mean, I guess it's the right direction as far as cutting spending, but it may not be the way you want to do it.
Right. Well, and I don't think it's going to be the end of the world because they're spending so much money across the board in every area that they can always take a little bit of a cut.
Yeah.
I tell you what we can't do is continue to ask for more money from people who have businesses and are trying to keep going. That's at the end of the line.
Yeah.
And it's not going to do any good, and it'll immediately, like, we're looking to hire a couple of good engineers, but it'd be 5 or 10 if Romney had won.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Did you putt, Mike?
No, this guy just knocked in a birdie from the other side of the country.
Oh, come on.
The other team got a birdie from the other side of the country? Now, that's ridiculous.
Hold on 1 second. I want to try to hit this ball up by the hole somewhere.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Go ahead. Mike Ditka, member guest. We're watching live golf coverage here on the radio from Naples, Florida. Little cigar.
He's got a cigar.
All right, it's all right. Cigars in the golf course. It works.
And Coach, how's the weather in Naples?
It's perfect. You're great, bud. It's absolutely perfect. It's probably about 75 right now and sunny.
Jay, well, we're up here. It's got
it's
snow.
It's blizzard, man. It's crazy.
I'll tell you what. Up in Champaign, Illinois.
All right. So, did you hit your tee shot?
I did. They made a birdie, and we lost.
What hole are you on, Coach?
We only played two holes. We played three
holes. All right.
It's
early.
Plenty of time.
It's early, Coach. It's early. All right. So we you know, at what point does the president become lame duck? Is that a year away? When's Hillary announced? Is Rahm Emanuel running? Coach, you hear anything about Rahm Emanuel? Because he says if Hillary doesn't run, he probably is going to do this.
Well, I don't know that much about that. I don't know what his national appeal is at all, but I doubt that it would be on the level of what Hillary Clinton's is, but or anybody else's. But he has a big Democratic following, especially in the Midwest. So I guess anybody has a chance.
Yeah. Well, it's Hillary's to lose, I think. And then Chris Christie's got a 74% approval rating in New Jersey.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's great. It does mean something. But as far as presidential politics that's just...
All right. Because, you know, if you think about Chris Christie, if he ran, if New Jersey went red, that would change the dynamic of electorals, I guess.
I don't know.
It's a long way away.
And I think it's Marco Rubio is the one I like, and he's even-keeled. He's got a lot of appeal. He's got charisma. He's smart. That's the kind of candidate the Republicans really need. So
switching to sports, Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. Of course, Mike at the member guest on the golf course. His team down one, Coach?
We're down now one, yes.
All right. It's only hole three, plenty of time. Michael Jordan has been offered a baseball contract at age 50 with a minor league team with a maximum $1,600 a month. Mm-hmm. What's all the Michael Jordan talk? Whether he can beat LeBron and Kobe, now they want him to play baseball. What's going on?
Well, it's, you know, I think you got to get off the fantasy island and get into the reality of it. First of all, $1,600 a month wouldn't pay for his laundry.
I think that might be right.
But we talked about this. You said it was just because shows want to talk about something and to fantasize about LeBron playing Michael and who's more valuable. What the heck does it matter? It's a different era. Michael, in my mind, is the greatest basketball player to ever play.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I watched some of those highlights tonight, and what these guys are doing now is phenomenal. But what he did 20 years ago is even more phenomenal.
Had he not played baseball, wouldn't he have won 8 in a row?
Very possible. He was on a roll at that time.
It would have been pretty interesting.
But don't forget, he is one of the highest producers as far as net income still, Michael Jordan, in terms of sponsorships and $60-80 million a year. And look, it's show business, Stevie.
Yeah.
If you need to talk about I could beat LeBron or Kobe can cover LeBron I might play baseball, fine.
Yeah.
But your name needs to be out there. Yeah. It's all show business, and I think that's part of it. I think he's opining about this and that, and people want to hear what he says, and it's something to talk about, and he keeps getting the sponsorships. Hey, Mike, you know how that goes sometimes. You just have to have your name out there.
Listen, it's nice to get sponsorships. I haven't had too many lately. I'm going to hit a shot.
All right, Mike Ditka, member guest. He's over the ball. By the way, he plays this game like polo on a horse. He's the fastest golfer I've ever seen.
Well, I'll tell you
He's still
what,
playing it fast?
And it's, oh, yeah, and accurate. And
he hits it straight, gets in the next shot, hits it straight. And
makes a quick decision, Steve. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I tell you, I was playing with him. One of my favorite stories about golfing with Mike, his partner was about 220 out over some water, and he said, "Coach, what do you think? Should I go for it?" He goes, "No, lay up." And he said, "Okay." So I told him, "It's John." I said, "John, you do realize if he thought you had a 10% chance of make that he would have told you to go for it." He said, "Oh yeah, I know. I had no chance."
Well, one down the fairway. Let's see what happens.
All righty, he could try hit one down the fairway.
Okay, go for it.
Take your time.
We're playing two guys who are hitting from about 50 yards in front of us, and they hit it as far as we hit.
Wow. Man.
That seems pretty fair.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well,
that's how they're handicapped.
Yeah, I think they need to be drug tested.
That might be. That sounds like a Stevie J deal to me.
Okay, it's not a shot.
All right. He just gets up there, and there's no practice swings here.
Well, you know, he knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, but I mean, usually guys take a practice swing. Well, coach doesn't take a practice. He gets up there.
I sure like to take one.
Well, me too. I mean, I need a lot of swings, but Mike doesn't take any. And neither does his wife, Diana. She doesn't take any practice swings. Those guys can play 18 holes in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, if there's nobody out there,
yeah.
you got to stop for people in front of you.
How'd that shot go, Mike?
Not real good, but I'm alive.
Okay.
He's alive.
All right. Well, we're going to play for, we're going to talk to you about five more minutes, and I'll let you get back to your serious business here of the day.
Yeah, I forgot about this. I would have called you yesterday. We could have done something else.
No. This is great. This is live, real radio. People are going to be saying they were talking to Mike.
Now,
he's playing golf.
You see any big gators sunning themselves out there, Mike?
Oh, my God. We have some of the biggest alligators you've ever seen.
They're
enormous.
Isn't that dangerous?
Well, they aren't dangerous for me. They don't go near them.
So you don't go looking for balls around the water then?
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
You keep your eyes open. You can see them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're there. They're magnificent,
all
actually.
All right. Finally, last segment, Mike, we'll let you go. I talked to Greg McMahon, special teams coach of the New Orleans Saints, yesterday, and he's excited about Rob Ryan. He thinks he's looking forward to meeting him. He says the barometer for Rob Ryan as defensive coordinator, the guys that have played for Rob Ryan, they love him. They love the fact that he's kind of a player's coach. And Greg's very optimistic that Rob Ryan will be the defensive answer for the Saints. Mike, if the Saints can stop anybody, they're going to be good again.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, when you got Drew Brees, the receiving crew, the offense they have, if you can fix that defense up a little bit. And I think Rob can do it. I think you really got something great going.
Well, I don't know the Ryan brothers, but they sure have a lot of personality.
Yeah, they do. And you saw them as kids hanging around. They hung around with Buddy a lot at the Bears camp, didn't they?
Well, and Buddy had a lot, too. I mean, you know, they're good coaches. They understand the game. They know what they have to do. And you know, and you're right. You made a statement. The players' coaches. Well, I don't know what a player's coach is, but I think you're right about that. I think that people really enjoy enjoy playing for them because I think they try to do the right things and whatever the hell that means. But I mean, and they try to anyway.
All right. Lastly, Michael, let you go. 85th Academy Awards movie awards night Sunday night. You gonna watch?
You gotta be kidding! Oh, you gotta be kidding!
Just checking. Checking.
All right. All right.
Hey, guys, go win, Mike. I'll let you focus on your game, buddy.
Yeah, I'll talk to you Monday. I'll be in a little better shape.
Thanks, Coach.
All right,
go get
to hear a report, a full report.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. I'll look for your results on Golf Channel. That's Mike Ditka, live member guest down in Naples.
He's competitive still, Steve.
Yeah, he doesn't like to lose.
Well,
right?
No, and he's going to focus. So
when you paired me with him the first time at Stone Creek, it was you and me, Clint Atkins, and Mike Ditka, and then you put me with Mike in the first six holes. It was a disaster, and he didn't look real happy.
Yeah, he was okay. He was taking it pretty good.
Yeah,
but then the tough thing with Stevie is he's always I know all this and all that, and he really doesn't play very good the first two or three holes because he hasn't played, and then he starts playing like about a 9 handicap, and it's like, where was that? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then by the last six, I can't believe I got another birdie.
No, it's not that.
I think that those days are gone. I don't think so.
Wow, this is unreal. And it's like, okay.
The second time I played, my team was like, you know, Diane, this is kind of a quiet sport. You're supposed to be quiet when people are taking a shot.
You're not supposed to talk during the back swings and stuff.
I didn't know.
Academy Awards, have you seen any of the movies? Lincoln? I haven't seen anything.
Lincoln, I think, I've heard, and I haven't seen it, but I'll give you 3-1 that Michael Day-Lewis wins the Academy Award for Lincoln.
Well, they're talking Les Mis, too.
You're good.
Argo.
I did see Les
Mis. Argo.
I saw Les Mis.
Yeah.
And I don't believe, from what the reports I get from Lincoln, it's going to be Daniel Day-Lewis, isn't it?
Yep. Yes. Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's the guy, and he's going to win the Academy Award.
All right. And again,
what about the female lead? Who's up for it?
I haven't. I'm going to have Sabrina Sabalk from Fox News in Los Angeles in 10 minutes.
There you go.
She'll be up
next.
We'll
get the rundown on this.
Because I don't know.
I mean, I actually like watching the Oscars.
It is. I do, too. So. Mike, you got to be kidding.
Well, of course,
you got to be kidding.
If he had a movie out, he'd be up there with him.
Kicking and screaming. He always used to joke he's going to win that little gold statue.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of appeal. I'll tell you, he should be in another movie. So.
Well, I mean, if you look at Mike Ditka on TV when he's on, aren't those promos and commercials, they're just terrific.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they'll do one or two takes. They don't spend a lot of time.
No, he doesn't even remember some of the ones. The one with the Tundra commercial when he's in the backseat, he doesn't know when he did that.
Yeah, and that's not as
crazy.
But if you think about how that is run, those guys are up there and they're kind of standing by. Hey, Mike, come over here and do this for me. And you wouldn't remember. But you're talking about a guy, Steve, it was interesting because, and you need to watch that Football Life NFL Films about Mike.
Life NFL Films is on YouTube.
But he couldn't remember what championship football game in the NFL the team he played, because he'd been in five of them. And he's like, who do we play them? And the one he didn't remember, by the way, was the one they lost, which is the one you want to forget.
Yeah.
He'd been in five championship NFL championships.
Amazing.
Four Super Bowls.
He'd been in four
Super Bowls. And one NFL championship game. And that's Dicka. That's counting coaching and playing.
That's amazing.
So there's not a whole lot of guys with that kind of a resume. And you don't realize that we think of him, we're at the age where we remember Dicka as coach of the Bears.
Yeah.
But that was just kind of his second phase of the NFL.
There was a final
and then
run there.
The third phase was as an analyst and a celebrity.
Yeah.
And so that's 50 years of pretty high celebrity.
He's 73 years old, and ESPN just re-upped him for a couple more years. That's amazing. John Madden retired. Who's out there of that genre that is still viable, that is still pertinent, that's important, that people listen to?
I don't think anybody.
Mm-mm.
Not quite a vet. Football era. Oh. So it's fun to have him, and it's a pleasure talking to him.
He's as down to earth of a guy as you ever meet. Soul to the earth. There's no pretentious bone in his body.
Honorary citizen of Philo.
So. Yeah. No, they're still talking about the ketchup bottles he signed the first time he came into the Philo Tavern. It's legendary. And he's been to Daily Sports Bar. He's been to
the Bear Den.
And very few. Mike Ditka's the only Super Bowl winning coach to ever visit the Bear Den for the dailies in Philo, which is stunning. And a picture is taken by what he thought that wooden bear was like a weasel?
Wolf.
A wolf or something.
That took us aback.
Yeah.
But if the coach said it looked a little like a wolf, maybe it looks a little
like a wolf. Yeah. It's an artist thing. All right, 7:53. We will talk Academy Awards. Bill Melberg, political humorist, coming up at 8:30 today, so don't miss that episode. And Johnny in studio, great to have you here. What a surprise.
Well, it's great to be here, and I'll tell you, the weather really, it's inclement, but it's good that it kind of snowed first and then iced later, so it's not as slick as what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's going to be very, very, and you still have to be careful, but it's not quite as bad. It's crunchy, and it's actually going to melt a little bit here. I hope it dries before it refreezes, because it's supposed to get colder later, too.
Well, you got me running. Thank you.
Good deal. I'll tell you, Stevie, it's good for your heart.
Yeah, it is. I really.
You're looking pretty good, actually.
Really?
Steve.
You think so? You can tell?
Yeah. Well, it didn't take much.
And how about today? I mean, did you go today?
I did.
Okay, good.
I didn't go today because last night it was so slick in the streets, I decided not to go. But I could go later.
Well, I went, you know, around the neighborhood. It was very slippery. I had to be careful. And then I went in the snow, and it sounded, you know what it sounded like? It was so crunchy. It sounded like what you would hear with 1,000 troops marching. It was that kind of kunk, 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 kunk. Yeah. And it was, and so I got, you know, 1 mile.
Well, that's because you haven't quite lost enough weight, Steve.
That's
another
right.
reason it sounded so loud.
That's right. You're right. Exactly got me on that.
I'm working on it.
46 days in a row.
Stevie, that's fantastic. I'll tell you.
It does, not only the calories,
you're burning some calories running,
but the heart.
I think your whole metabolism kind of, my theory is your metabolism runs a little higher the whole day. You're burning calories all day long. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't burn.
I feel a lot
better. Yeah, he has more energy.
A lot better. I feel a lot better.
And
I just got
good
the
book. Well, so we're talking running now that for the listening audience. We're talking 1 or 2 miles. We're not talking about five, six miles.
Yeah, when Congressman Alan West was on a week ago, he said, I'm going out for a 6-mile run now. I said, okay, whatever.